16, some of the gases. The scientists of the 18th century discovered a lot of things about air and water, but three centuries ago nobody knew much about them. We know that water is a compound of hydrogen and oxygen, but they did not know this fact. Even the word gas was new to them. It was first used in 1644. A chemist, Van Helmont, believed that there were several gases, but neither he nor any other scientist could say more than that. None of them could separate any of the gases from the compounds. In the 18th century, Henry Cavendish discovered hydrogen. He was a strange man. He was the son of a rich and important family, but he was afraid to speak to anyone. Of course, he had to speak sometimes, but even then he only spoke about science. He wrote letters to his servants to order his dinner. They were in the same house, but he did not like talking to them. Once Cavendish fell ill and went to bed. He told his servant that he was going to die. He ordered the man to stay out of the bedroom. The servant did so for some time, but later he returned, and this made Cavendish very angry. The servant was sent away again, and when he returned later, Cavendish was dead. Cavendish made hydrogen with acid. He put some acid on metal and produced a gas. He did not call it hydrogen, but it was. The name of this famous chemist was given in later years to the Cavendish Laboratory at Cambridge. Another chemist of those days was Priestley. He was not as rich as Cavendish, but he was a happier man. He was interested in another gas, oxygen. He also made experiments with mercury. He put different materials on some mercury in a glass tube, and then he heated the materials with a lens. He held the lens in his hand and allowed the rays of the sun to go through it. The rays then heated the materials in the tube. One of them produced his gas. Things burn brightly in oxygen, and Priestley noticed this. He did not really discover oxygen because someone had discovered it before, but Priestley first told the world about it. Priestley also discovered other gases and chemicals. Most scientists allowed their gases to rise through water, but Priestley used mercury, not water. The other chemists lost some gases in the water, but Priestley did not lose them in his mercury, and so he discovered more. Once he put some air and some hydrogen together in a vessel. He fixed some wires in the vessel and then produced an electric spark between their ends. There was a loud explosion. Then he noticed something on the sides of the vessel. It appeared to be like water, but Priestley was not sure about it. Cavendish repeated this experiment in his laboratory, and after the explosion he noticed the same thing. He showed that it was water, and he was the first chemist to do so. Later, Cavendish also showed that water is a compound of hydrogen and oxygen only. He even showed that two parts of hydrogen join one part of oxygen, H2O.